We are up to Mitzvah Nundala, the 54th Mitzvah of the Torah, according to the account of the Sefer HaChinuch. Says the Chinuch, the Mitzvah is Mitzvahs Beistin Ladun Ganav B'Tashlumim Ovemisa, that there's a Mitzvah, there's a commandment for the Beistin to judge a court case for someone who stole, for a thief, and the punishments are related to either paying back or this person might even incur death. So that's the mitzvah. So how does the Chinuch phrase it? Ladun bedini haganav, kmo shekatzav b'parasha, ki yignov ish v'gomer. Right? So that one has an obligation, or Beis Din has an obligation to judge trial for a ganav, for a thief, as is written in the parasha of if a man shall steal. Okay, very simple. V'inyan haganeva hu halokech devar mamon chaviru mibeis o mikiso ve'eis shelo yira va'al habayis v'lo yeda v'chol kayotzei bazeh. And very simple. You want to know what ganeva is? What do we mean by stealing? Well, so previously we've said that for example, the Ten Commandments, right, when we're talking about stealing for the Ten Commandments, it means kidnapping. Over here, when we say ganeva, what does it mean to steal? We mean stealing, meaning someone who takes something of value, devar mamon, something that has financial value, which brings in the question of all types of things, like let's say I take a pen from someone else without them knowing, is that okay? But okay, it seems like we're talking specifically something of value over here. Someone who steals something of value from his friend, either from his house or from his pocket at the time that he didn't, that the owner didn't see it, and he doesn't know that this happened, and anything similar to this. Okay, so what, so Shorash Mitzvah Samishpat Yadua, so the root of the mitzvah, that it's all about justice, we know, we've explained before that we need to have law and order in the world. Dineha, its laws are the long list. For example, we have different types of paybacks that a thief has to steal. Either he has to pay double the value of the object, or sometimes he has to pay four or five times the value of the object. Or the law of killing a thief who comes by machteras. This means like he's like he comes in and he like breaks into the house, like out of nowhere, he just like breaks into the house. Or that we have the obligation, or the concept that we sometimes sell someone who stole something from someone else. V'dinei ha-geneva she'hishbicha beveis ha-ganav me'eleha o mechamas hotza'a, or the laws of a thief that the object that he stole improves in the house of the ganav, whether it just either improved on its own or it improved because the guy put some money into it and made it like nicer. He stole a car and he amped up the car a lot. V'din geneva she'hukra she'meshalim keren ke'in she'ganav v'tashlumi ha-kfalim b'sha'as ha'amada v'din. And the law of someone who stole something that it basically improved on its own while he had it, so that he pays the principal amount that he pays is the amount that it cost when he bought it, that when he stole it, and that when he pays the double value amount, it's the amount that it's worth at the time of the standing in trial. V'din ganav sheganav miyad haganav she'in meshalem kifel echad mehen afilu kodem yeyush, and the law of a thief who stole from a thief, that he doesn't pay, this third guy doesn't pay the kifel, he doesn't pay the double amount to anyone, to either the thief or the original owner, even before the original owner has given up hope on it. This is true. V'din ganav nechse hekte or the laws as they apply to someone who steals from the property of the hektesh, from consecrated property, or property of a non-Jew, or the person who steals slaves, servants, or documents, or land, or someone who steals on Shabbos and he basically becomes liable for violating Shabbos and thievery all at once, what the law is, what the law is regarding paying back, what the law is in that situation, and from which property does the Beis Din come to collect money from him regarding his payback money. And if he is sold into slavery as a result of his thievery, that he needs to either be worth the object that was stolen or less, aval hayu yoter eino nimkar. But if he's worth more than it, then we don't sell him. And obviously, we don't never put a value on a human life. But when it comes to selling someone into slavery, we do have a Torah concept that everyone, in theory, does have a financial value based on the amount of work they could do, etc. So again, so aval hayu yoter eino nimkar. But eino nimkar, that if he's worth more than the object that he stole, then we don't sell him. V'dinei shomer shaganav u'shenignav mibeso, and the laws of a guard who stole the object that he was supposed to be guarding, or that it was stolen from his house. V'dinei isur knias gneva miad ganav, and the laws of the prohibition taking something from the hands of a thief, of stealing something from another thief. Umisha kana, in other words, like buying a stolen object from a thief. Umisha kana mehen madino im habalim. And let's say someone does buy from a thief, what the laws regarding this person's relationship and connection now to the original owners that they were stolen from. V'yeser prate, and the additional laws mevo aram, these and the additional laws mevo aram beperek zayin mikama, and that can be found in the 7th chapter of Bava Kama, ubeperek ches mi Sanhedrin, from the 8th chapter of Sanhedrin, ubashlishi mi Mesia, and the 3rd chapter of Bava Mesia, v'mkomos mi'atim, and from scattered places around, miksubis v'kiddushin u'shavuos, from the mesechtos of ksubis, kiddushin, and shavuos. V'nohegis v'zecharim she'aleihem lasos din, and this law specifically applies to men, that it's on them to mete out justice, to mete out judgment. V'chol makom she'ish b'yistin smuchan ba'aretz, mechayvin l'shalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, and wherever there is a place that has a b'yistin that is a smuchan, that they have official smicha, and they're in the land of Israel, that they are obligated to enforce the payment of a payback of up to 4 and 5 times. V'im ein smuchin, ein lehen koach, and if there is not smuchin, if they don't have dayanim who have official smicha from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, then in that situation, then they don't have the koach l'chayev to obligate someone to pay. Ela l'hachzir hagneva odameha. The only thing they could do is that you can either obligate the person to pay the absolute value of the item or to return the object, but they can't enforce the laws of 4 or 5 times the payment. Aval mechiras haganav atzmo, and even when more stringently, when it comes to selling the thief into slavery himself, in an ohegas, we don't have the custom to do this. Afilu v'smuchin, even when we have regular smuchin, ela v'zman she'ayovel noheg, unless it's the time that we are keeping the Yovel cycle. If we're keeping the Yovel, that's the only time we can do it, because there is a system within the Yovel by which the Hebrew slaves go free. If the Hebrew slave does not have an opportunity to go free through the system of Yovel, then we therefore cannot allow someone to be sold into slavery, into bondage like that. That brings us to the end of Mitzvah Nun Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mitzvah Nun Hey, but for now we'll stop right here.